I believe in concealer. As confidence-boosting paint, I can smear on in the morning. As a safety blanket. It's as if that smidgen of flesh-colored pigment has the ability to make all of my flaws disappear. And I can go without worrying if the girl in second period is staring at my eyes or at my dark circles. Concealer is my way of setting boundaries. A thin sheath draped over an otherwise naked body. I feel safe with it on. I've grown so used to the routine of making up my face that it is difficult to leave the house without reaching for that familiar tube. Even if the effort of concealing goes unnoticed, I cannot help but imagine myself as more radiant with it on, and feel radiant in turn. Concealer is not about looking like Heidi Klum. It's about feeling beautiful, and what is perceived as beauty by one person may not be what the standard of beauty is. This sort of self-comfort is found in everyday life. The woman at the grocery checkout lane who wears oversized sweaters to hide her voluptuous figure, the boy with hair so long it sweeps over his nose, my aunt, who will not remove her sweatpants, are all doing what's comfortable for them. I do not use concealer because of my need to impress people. I do it because I am not quite ready to step out of my cocoon. I do try. I force myself to go to the grocery store without a quick stop in front of my mirror sometimes, but my mind never leaves the thought of bumping into someone from school without my armor on, or the checkout boy staring at a splotch on my nose. It's a relief when I finally reach the sanctuary of my car and can shake off the parasite infecting my brain. Sometimes I forget my shield. At a friend's river house during the beginning of summer, my thoughts were so dominated by the prospect of jumping off of the 30-foot ledge that led to the river that I left my cosmetic case and purse at home. It was only when I hit the icy water that I realized I'd left my face bare, but I did not run to my car or ask someone if I could borrow his or her concealer. Instead, I spent 6 hours baptizing myself in that roaring river with a smile plastered to my face. I know I will not be forever bound to made-up skin. The small steps I make towards a carefree beauty routine will continue until I no longer need my crutch. But for now, it's okay to grasp tightly to comfort and release when I know I'm ready.